Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic with you until 10 o'clock this morning. And the money music means it's time for our money guy, the sports professor Rick Haro, who joins us each and every week during our golf, business, and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer. I'm a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. Joining us, as he always does, is the sports professor Rick Haro. He is the visiting expert on sports law at Harvard. You can see him each week on both CNN and ESPN. You can also find Rick's weekly blog and podcast at msn.foxsports.com. And, of course, every Sunday morning, right here with us. Good morning to you, Rick.
Every week, I've been failing you. I was in Brazil last week.
You have.
The week after, I was sick. It's like Rooney-like dereliction to duty.
I think I've got better attendance this year than you do.
Are you back from Tallahassee? Where are you?
I'm back from Tallahassee, yes.
I feel your closeness. I didn't realize you were actually here.
Well, if you read the local mullet wrapper the Palm Beach Post, apparently my esteemed co-host might be throwing his hat into the ring.
Now, we can't mention that. Otherwise, you have to give equal time to all the
others. I wouldn't mention it, but I would say that if he does succeed in that, he'd be pretty good at it. And I would actually feel safer and better for living here if he actually does it.
But
we can't mention it.
I will look forward to your $500 contribution.
See, now, I didn't think we could get that specific, but you were never subtle, so that's okay.
Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Pleased to be joined on the line by our good friend, the sports professor, Rick Haro. It's our sports and golf business and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And Rick, your boyhood team, the Miami Dolphins, and your childhood friend, Stephen Ross, the new owner of the Miami Dolphins, reaching a huge agreement this week with Landshark Lager Beer. Landshark Lager will title sponsor the Dolphin Stadium, now to be known as Landshark Stadium. And I'm curious, how long has this deal been in the works, and what are some of the terms and details of the sponsorship?
Well, it's rumored, so we can't really talk about the terms and details until Friday. So that's the premise of this. But I will tell you that the one thing that we know about Stephen Ross is that he is an incredible visionary and entrepreneurial, and he's also very passionate. So when you reach out to friends who are also like-minded, you know, how about a Jimmy Buffett who lives in South Florida and who also is a Dolphin fan? You know, how about guys like Hootie and the Blowfish who are you know, Darius Rucker is a lifetime fan. We know that from his lyrics. So I would say generally that there are a lot of other things ahead that will expand the marketability of the Dolphins, and it's also about the fans. When you hear about the specifics of this and other deals, you'll understand that it's very fan-friendly, and it's one of those situations where you want the fans, especially in this economy, guys, to go to a game early and leave a game late, and not do that just because they don't want to get stuck in traffic both ways. They want to be entertained. They want to listen to music. They want to buy merchandise. They want to take advantage of the experience. They want to get the use of some really cool technology while they're at the game. And they want to be treated to an entertaining experience. They also want a team that wins, but you can't guarantee that every week. And as I learned early in this business, half the teams lose every game. That is a mathematical fact. So you've got to make sure that you maximize the fans' experience.
Rick, you know, I know, like you said, we're not going to get details on this until Friday, but is there any trepidation on the part of owners in any sport about naming their stadiums now with for anything? I mean, you had Enron and everything else. You know, is there a concern that, you know, the public, like Russ and I were just talking about this, in I think the first or second segment, Dolphin Stadium has been renamed, I don't know, six or seven times since it was Joe Robbie Stadium. And it almost gets to the point where it's, you know, kind of ridiculous because it can't, a name doesn't seem to stick with that. And it's happened at other stadiums too. From a business perspective, is that a problem with the public, or do people generally just accept it and after a couple of years or whatever, get used to the new name and go on from there?
Well, my friend, it's a business risk, no matter how you deal with it. When you think of the stadiums that have endured naming-wise from beginning to end, there aren't that many. You know, Ford Field, because the family happens to own the anchor tenant that plays in there and have a lion's share of stadium revenue, bad pun. But when you take a look at some of the other deals, you know, Raymond James is stuck in Tampa, Invesco Field is stuck in Denver, and we can talk about it. Coors Field in Milwaukee, those are relatively new. You know, what about Rich Stadium? It's now Ralph Wilson Stadium. Carrier Dome is one of the oldest and original and still there after the air conditioner company. But the point is, you can't guarantee when you do these deals that the companies are going to stay in business and they're not going to merge. And when those first happened, then people said, whoa, the brand is awful. But then what are you going to do, not take the money? You know, Wachovia has been First Union. The Spectrum has gone through six name changes, too, through no fault of anybody's except the economy. And, of course, the other part of this answer is you're darned if you do. Let's call it this on Sunday morning, and darned if you don't. You know, the Yankees are getting more grief than the Mets are, right? The Mets ended up originally with that $400 million Citi Field deal. The Mets didn't get the grief. Citi did because of all the TARP money and that controversy. But yet that's the way they are choosing to pay their huge stadium bill and their payroll. The Yankees chose not to do that. And what did they end up doing? They priced their tickets at $2,500 apiece, getting a big controversy because no one's sitting there, reduced the prices to $1,200 apiece, and still getting grief. So you can't win.
Darned if you do, darned if you don't.
How's that sound?
Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic and the sports professor Rick Haro joining us on the line. It's our golf business and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And, of course, the Miami Dolphins reportedly have reached a title sponsorship agreement with Landshark Lager for Dolphin Stadium, now to be known as Landshark Stadium. And there's a press conference Friday down in Miami. Now, there are some ties with this story and the PGA Tour, Rick. Executives at the PGA Tour headquarters are taking their most serious look yet at loosening rules that prevent spirit companies from buying tournament title sponsorships or traditional endorsements with players. And Tim Fincham saying earlier this week they will begin looking at possibly loosening those rules to allow liquor sponsors as title sponsors of tournaments. And this could be an estimated $50 million per year revenue stream. What do you think about this?
Well, here's what I think about it. Money is the most important issue now in this economy than ever as far as the stability of franchises are concerned. And it's not just liquor. You remember there's a big discussion about gambling revenues and Indian gaming casinos, and we had a big flap about signage on stadiums and arenas, and that isn't good because there was an immoral tie. Well, guess what? Last year, there were $44 million spent on stadium and arena signage alone with Indian and other gaming casino revenue signs. And so it's the same kind of thing. You make the argument, you argue, what's the difference really between advertising the beer companies and the hard liquor companies and casinos and otherwise, if tastefully and properly done, and you understand that the money is important and surely they're going to throw the money at you, so why not take it?
Are we going to see cigarettes come back with this, Rick? I mean, the Marlboro Man and all that kind of stuff?
Well, it is interesting. You remember the Winston Cup with NASCAR? That was the fuel that that fired NASCAR for the longest time until Sprint. And the bottom line was the FDA, FCC got together and said, you can't do that anymore. Now, we can all talk about this because I'm not sure of this, but I would argue it anyway, that the dollars aren't as big today only because the advertisers want to promote smoking more than ever because we have less of our society that does it. But I think because of all of the restrictions that the government has put in place, it may be less likely to get a big-time naming deal from cigarette manufacturers, even if you wanted to do it. So I think commercially the situation has changed.
Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. It's our golf business and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach, and the sports professor Rick Haro joining us, as he does each and every week. And, Rick, I want to go back briefly to the Miami Dolphins story and the partnership, the reported partnership in connection with Landshark Lager. And, of course, Landshark Lager, there's a connection there with Jimmy Buffett, as you mentioned, who is a South Floridian and a big fan of the Miami Dolphins. And there are some reports that this partnership and this title sponsorship deal for the stadium also includes a possible ownership stake for Jimmy Buffett. And I have read that Stephen Ross had been shopping some 2% ownership stakes in the team with a $25 million price tag. I know John Bon Jovi was at a Finns game last season, and he was reported to have been a possible candidate. Do you know anything about this?
Are you going to buy your RV?
Yeah, because I got $25 million burning a hole in my pocket.
Well, you're sitting next to a guy, you know, who might, and he's got to. I think if he does what we were talking about, he can't make money anymore. So
I'm asking for money, not trying to give it away.
And $500, right? Is that the cap?
That's right. I'm cheap.
I just remember that.
Not
on the 25 air, okay?
Million.
I understand. I get it. Well, listen, NFL owners, I will say generally, always look to diversify their investment group, and that's not a non-answer. But if you had an opportunity to take some people in the community and highly visible people who are going to help your franchise and give you promotional ideas and give you marketing ideas, and make sure the franchise stays at that level, you'd want to try to take advantage of some of that as well. So. You know, Steven is a great entrepreneur, and we'll see some great things in the future.
The Barry Jackson article in the Miami Herald that talked about this reported deal for Landshark Lager to become the title sponsor of Dolphin Stadium, it also mentioned that Jimmy Buffett is in talks with a team to have a Margaritaville restaurant built into the stadium. And I know, Stephen Ross, you've mentioned in the past, Rick, he's got a lot of great visions for what game day will become eventually. And I know, you know, you take a look at the new Yankee Stadium, where the playing field is like one-third of the stadium. There's so much more in the concourses, entertainment-wise. And this is really the growing trend here in sports, seeing stadiums become more than just what's going on the field or on the court.
Yeah, I publicly apologize to Barry. He's a darn good reporter, and he usually gets stuff, and I couldn't and didn't call him back on this, so I hope he doesn't hate me. So, Barry, I'm sorry. I apologize. Now, what was your question? Yeah, anyway. So here's the thing about the entertainment piece of this, as you know. Again, with a very small part of it being the game itself, we are in an unbelievable situation for next year. It's the first time that the Pro Bowl and Super Bowl are back-to-back in any city. And so if you're going to test this out, and you're going to make it a major entertainment center, why not start with the idea of a deadline that focuses on the biggest, the best, the most promotable at the end of next January and the beginning of next February? It only makes sense.
All right, Rick, last thing for me. When are we going to hear the announcement that you are now part investor in the Dolphins, and when can I send your box?
Well, it costs each investment unit costs $500, and I've already committed my $500.
Okay, all right.
He's investing in Patrick Rooney Jr.
Well, I don't have a
I've
box
already,
to get
listen,
soon, though.
That investment I'll never get back. All right, so I've got to figure out, you know, how to funnel my investment. Listen, in all seriousness, he's a wonderful guy, right? And I just hope that we could start getting less hypothetical about this conversation.
How did this get back on me? I asked you when you were becoming an investor. I know you've got something in the works, Rick. So just come clean.
And the golf business, all right, I do. But the golf business and law report should take place in Ireland over the summer, because I understand you have some very significant family contacts there.
I will work on that.
Yeah, of course we will.
Uncle Dan, the ambassador to Ireland.
Yeah, he's become a very popular man, and people used to think it was because his team just won the Super Bowl championship. No. He has access to Ballybunion and Troon and Waterville.
La Hinch.
Where else are we going? Royal County Down.
Yeah, okay. I got that one.
Although,
too.
Does he have the ability to do Northern Ireland courses, or is it just in the country of Ireland itself?
No, I don't think. I think it's just because that's another country.
So. I will email him right now, and I'll say that your nephew, is it nephew?
Yes.
Wants to line up a whole bunch of courses at your expense, and where are
speaking,
we going?
You know, speaking of Northern Ireland, I finally realized and found out what the United Kingdom is, because we've always heard, you know, England and the British Isles,
right.
The United Kingdom and the two islands. We've always heard those terms kind of intermingled, but the United Kingdom technically is England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland.
That is correct. And then, when you're near Dublin and you go up to Royal County Down, which is in Northern Ireland right across the border, during those years where there were those amazing feuds, it was an incredible issue between the UK and Ireland itself because of Northern Ireland. So, as usual, Pat and I know this. Pat, you got to give him a little bit of a history and geography lesson.
He's a young kid. He's got a lot to learn.
I'm still learning. I'm still wet behind the ears. You never know what's in store for you each and every week here on the program. You get a geography lesson.
Can we talk
lesson,
about Iraq now?
As well,
yeah.
As well as an economical lesson. It is the Golf Business and Law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And joining us, as he does each and every week, the sports professor, Rick Caro. He's the visiting expert on sports law at Harvard. You can see him each week on both CNN and ESPN, and listen to him, of course, every Sunday morning here with us. Rick, as always, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Big tip. Just dust off your Rooney yard signs and just erase the first name.
He's unrelenting.
Cool. By the way, are we playing golf this Friday? Are you in town? Are you available?
I'm up at the Players. I'll be live at the Players
in Ponte Vedra. Okay, cool. We'll look forward to talking to you next Sunday about that.
All right, bye.
Thanks, Rick. He is, Rick Caro, the sports professor, joins us each and every week during our golf, business, and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. I feel like Rick was not with us last week, so we almost made up for it this week.
We had to give him some extra time this week, and I think we paid the price for that.
Yeah, we did pay the price very, very heavily.